Then what is it that forms in the chimney?
Soot.
Okay. You ever get that stuff on you?
You bet your life. Yeah. I was reading in today's paper where a lady here in Plant City, no, it was yesterday I was reading that, where the birds had got in the chimney there and built a nest up there, and that nest had fell. And there was four birds down there in the, down in the fireplace here.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed her picture there feeding those birds. She mixed up a bunch of dog feed and this, that, and the other, and milk, and one thing or other. And she put it in an eyedropper. She'd put it in his mouth, and he'd open his mouth, and he showed him there. In his mouth, yeah. She'd squirt that thing into his mouth, and she had him doing pretty good. She'd taken him and put him in a basket, put him out in a tree, thought the old birds would take back to him, but they wouldn't take him.
Mm-hmm.
So she has got those four birds that she's trying to raise.
Now she's stuck with four birds, huh?
Yeah.
What would you call stuff that's left after a fire?
Ashes.
Okay, are they any particular color?
Any what?
Are they any certain color?
Oh, they'd be white. Most of them would be white.
Uh-huh. Okay. So you'd have what? What kind of ashes?
Oh, you just have, that would depend on the wood you were burning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you were burning oak, you'd have oak ashes.
Okay.
Which is mighty good.
Oh, for?
To spread on soil.
Oh, really? I didn't
yes,
know that.
Yes, sir. Used to, when I'd go to plant my strawberries years ago, when we could buy those things, we'd get the Tennessee ash,
mm-hmm.
hardwood ash, you know. And boy, we just put them right down in there and set our strawberries on them. Bed right on them and set the strawberries on there.
Mm-hmm.
There's enough of potash in there. And there's enough lime or calcium
mm-hmm.
to help to sweeten that soil, don't you know?
Mm-hmm.
Make it a whole lot better.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
And so, but that day and time has passed when we can get hardwood ashes.
Mm-hmm.
And the Wilson and Toma Fertilizer Company, whom I sold for the whole time I was down there, was their agent. Used to make what they call a calcite or a copper calcite.
Mm-hmm.
They put copper in one of them and the other one they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lawn conditioner.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that copper calcite was out of this world. That was just one of the finest things to put in soil that you ever did, and that bluestone
mm-hmm.
that they put in the copper.
Mm-hmm.
Soil needs a certain amount of that,
mm-hmm.
but you can get a whole lot of it in there before you know it if you're not careful, don't know what you're doing. And we use it in our grow fertilizer a whole lot. But if you put a half a unit to a ton of fertilizer, don't put it there but about every 4 years.
Oh, yeah. You just burn everything up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You get too much copper there.
Uh-huh.
Up here at Sanford, you know, they got started using a lot of bluestone copper on the soil up there and growing celery.
Mm-hmm.
And all at once, after several years growing, they got to they couldn't do anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
Celery wouldn't do anything much, so they're taking soil samples. Took them to the lab, made that, and come to find out that they had as high as 1,300 pounds of bluestone stored per acre. So it'd taken them several years to work that out of that ground.
Mm-hmm.